Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
You know, I was never a huge fan of racing games.
Until...
And then Nikki and I discovered this game called Project Gotham Racing 2.
I loved when we used to race.
And Nikki used to slam me into the wall.
No, my car would every so often bump you accidentally into the wall so that I could race past you.
She's an aggressive driver.
I am.
And let me just tell you that the game that has brought the fun for me back to racing has been Forza Horizon. That series I have loved. Forza Horizon 2 was my go-to Xbox One game, but it has been supplanted by Forza Horizon 3. If there's a word that I could say, fun, 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 fun. Forza Horizon 3, as I said, is the third game in the Forza Horizon series. And you got two different kinds of Forza games. You got Forza Motorsport,
yeah,
which is like the much more serious game where you're doing licensed cars on licensed tracks, like real race tracks, all that kind of stuff. Now, Forza Horizon 3 also has the licensed cars, but... You're drifting, you're mudding, you're rallying, there are city street races, and in this case, it takes place in a fictional Australia, where you've taken the Forza Horizon Festival to the outback. And in this particular case, in Forza Horizon 3, you're actually the boss of the festival. And so you create a character, there is one of like 70 different things that they will call you. I had them call me boss, but you can have them call you Master Chief. Bob, like there's just a bunch of different names that are kind of in this list of stuff that they can call you. And again, Forza Motorsport is very serious. Horizon is built on that same engine. So it has all these car customization options. Like you can make it go faster. You can make it go this. You can change the paint job.
So have a little bit more fun, like you were saying.
But at the end of the day, dude, it's just about having a ton of fun. Like I said, in this one, you're the boss. So as you're going around, you're setting up the festival. And the better you do, you get more fans. You can open more racing events. And if you want to, you can change up all these options and get super involved in it. Or that stuff can just kind of happen in the background if you just want to keep racing. Like, if you don't want to mess with it, it will kind of take care of itself. Also, this time around, they've got online co-op, and you can play almost the entire game in co-op. They've added other options where you can build a convoy, and they've added some new race like types where there are drifting events and a few other kinds. I don't have the entire list in front of me, but at the end of the day, it was just, as I said, fun and beautiful. The game looks amazing. It looks amazing on the Xbox One, which it's an Xbox One / PC exclusive. And Forza Horizon 3 is part of the Xbox Anywhere initiative, which means that if you buy it digitally, you buy it for the Xbox One, you also get a copy on the PC.
Okay.
If you buy it on the PC, you've also got a copy on the Xbox One.
Does it say about the same price, though, for a game release? Or?
Yeah, it does. Again, you can't buy it in the store. You have to buy it digitally in order for it to be that way.
Both ways.
But, I played it on the Xbox One for like a week and then started playing it on the PC. And it, like, your saves transfer, it's very easy to do. You don't have to actually do anything. It'll do it all for you. And let me just tell you that on the PC, it's unbelievable.
Well, you love playing on your PC.
It looks so good. It's unreal. Just unreal. So worth it. And so, I mean, if you can't tell, I'm a super fan for Forza Horizon, that series.
Well, you're the boss. So.
We did. I am. I am the festival boss.
Now with the
boss.
Game, he's the boss.
We did end up getting a code, so I have been playing for free, but I had pre-ordered it. Like, I was fairly confident in what I was going to end up liking. The only thing I'll throw at it out there is that if you've got an Xbox One S, this game just got its HDR update, which is that super bright, super color setting or whatever. I haven't seen it that way, though I would kind of like to. But Forza Horizon 3, Xbox One, and PC, I'm going to be honest. I think it's the most fun I've had at least this year, if not more
than
that. Just playing a game. It's so much fun, and it looks so good. And for whatever reason, I just feel like I'm driving a really fast car when I play it. And so I like it. You want to catch some more Riot Control? Remember, riot.radiou.com. You can check that out there. Subscribe to the podcast. If you got something you feel like we missed, dude, tell me about it. We're always looking for something fun.